This episode of the Road Dirt Podcast is brought to you by Chuck Watwood and the good folks at Lawbike. You can find them at lawbike.com. Well, welcome to Road Dirt, the podcast of Road Dirt Motorcycle Media and RoadDirt.tv, your down-home grassroots motorcycle brand, covering what we like to call ride life. Nowadays, we use hashtag ride life. My name is Rob Brooks. I'm your host. Thanks for joining us. And on this Christmas weekend, I want to read a story to you that I wrote really just a few days ago. A very dear friend of mine and longtime motorcycle riding brother passed away in the last week. And readers with Road Dirt for any length of time over the last 5-6 years on our main RoadDirt.tv site will be familiar with Mike Hinton. He wrote a few stories himself for us, and him and I have made some epic road trips together across America and back. And a dear brother and friend and confidant and brother on the road, and as a Christian, brother in the Lord. And he passed away after a lengthy battle with cancer. And I want to read an epitaph, kind of a eulogy I wrote for him, called Eulogy for a Road Brother: A Flood of Memories at the Passing of a Dear Friend. The news shocked me as I awoke to the text from his wife Lena that simply stated, quote, "Mike has passed away," end quote. The message had arrived just after 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I sat on the edge of the bed, stunned and momentarily unable to move. "This can't be," I wondered aloud, as Lisa woke up to the news as well. "I was just over there the other day, visiting with Mike while Lena ran out to do some shopping. He seemed to feel pretty good, was in good spirits. I'm just shocked." I honestly thought Mike would make it through the holidays and into early 2024, January, maybe February. But now he was gone in an overnight. The tears began to flow. I called Lena immediately, unable to find the words, but wanting to speak with the wife of my dear friend and motorcycle riding brother to find out more details, offer any assistance we could to his family. She informed me that Mike had breathed his last about 4 a.m. with two of their three children present, the oldest catching a flight for home. Quote, "It was peaceful and quick," end quote, Lena told me. I recalled the grief of goodbyes with my high school friend Aaron Smith years ago, and the passing of my own beloved father in late 2021. And the sadness rushed back in with the knowledge that my friend Mike had joined them in death. The older I get, the more goodbyes I seem to be saying. Mike Hinton and I first met in early 2000 when I served at a nearby church that he and his family attended. Being motorcycle riders, he and I instantly found a camaraderie, and we started riding together with others in the church as well as a local Christian Motorcyclists Association chapter. Our kids were all about the same age, so they grew up hanging out at each other's homes, and our wives even struck up a friendship. Mike and his family only lived a few miles from us, and in the years that followed, he and I began to take more trips, rides, and even road trips together. Our personalities and riding styles just meshed well with each other, and he became much more than a road brother. Mike became one of my best friends. We took many short road trips around most of the southern states across that decade in the early 2000s, then dreamed up a big cross-country excursion in 2010. As we planned routes and stops, I remember anticipating riding portions of the fabled Route 66, of visiting places like Cadillac Ranch, Winslow, Arizona, and other locales immortalized in road songs. Over maps, Mike mused, quote, "The best part will be the people we'll meet," end quote. That simple statement struck me that night and changed my whole perspective on the road trip. Sure, we visited many amazing places, never got to a few others, but the people we met became the best part of that 10-day 3,300-mile journey. Thank you so much, Mike. In many respects, Mike was the big brother that I never had. Being 4 years my elder, His wit and wisdom often reoriented my thinking and perspective about circumstances and events. He was a quieter personality than me, but I often followed his lead on ride suggestions and places to go and things to do together, looking up to him and admiring his views and insights. Dare I say that Mike became a bit of a mentor to me? I've not thought about our friendship that way before, but in my reflections, I believe he became exactly that in my life. And I'm now even more grateful for having known him. Mike spent his career in law enforcement, but he never grew jaded toward those he interacted with out in public. In fact, because of his Christian faith, Mike always endeavored to see the good in people, whatever difficult circumstances they may have found themselves in. As member of a local CMA chapter, Mike even rode with us to local prisons, where we would host Bible studies for inmates, talk and pray with them, offer encouragement as they tried to turn their lives around. Mike definitely believed in redemption for people's souls as well as their personal lives. Oh, and he was a uniformed motor officer, riding the county's Kawasaki's and Harleys for most of his years on the force. By Mike's retirement, he was among the most respected police officers in Gwinnett County, Georgia. Mike's first battle with cancer came in 2012, when a tumor was discovered in his colon and several inches of his lower intestines had to be removed. I was there with him through his hospital stay and home recovery, and Mike in turn was there for me the following year with my first diagnosis and treatment for bladder cancers. Our friendship deepened with another bond that knit us together, that of being cancer fighters. Mike owned a whole series of incredible motorcycles over the years, from a 1980 Yamaha XS1100 that he rode through all 159 counties in Georgia across a year, then a Kawasaki Vulcan Nomad, a couple of Harley-Davidson Ultras, an Indian Scout, a Suzuki V-Strom 650, which I think was his favorite, a Honda NC750X, and most recently, a Harley Tri-Glide as his health and strength began to falter. Mike loved to ride, and he stayed in the saddle as long as he could. And when he felt up to it, we'd text or talk, and then we'd go take a ride together. One of Mike's greatest joys in recent years was a road trip across South Texas that he and his younger brother Doug got to make together. Mike wrote about it on Road Dirt. There's a story there with photos and everything. They rode hundreds of miles across the Lone Star State on a pair of Indian Scouts traversing the South Texas Hill Country, riding the famed Twisted Sisters Loop, and making a stop in Luckenbach, made famous by the old Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings country hit from the 1970s. Mike spoke fondly about that brother's trip for the rest of his days. Mike's family was really a riding family. Lena rode Pillion with him for years, then got her own license and her own bikes and began chasing Mike around. Their kids grew up on the back of whatever motorcycles Mike was riding at the time, the oldest son Ryan taking up motorcycling himself. They were a model family of love, goodness, godliness, and motorcycles. His wife adored him, his kids loved and looked up to him, and the love and adoration was mutual in their family. The cancer returned with a vengeance in recent years, spreading to his lungs, his liver, lymph nodes, and then his brainstem. Over the past 2 years, Mike and Lena tried many different treatment options, but ultimately the growing monster within would prevail. He was terminal, and through the grief and suffering, Mike faced his impending end with dignity, grace, and courage. He was at peace, joyful even, and faced his last days with the hope his faith gave him, hope of healing, wholeness, and his true home in heaven with his Savior. I share that faith and that same hope. And as I sit here writing this, I am overwhelmed with sadness that my friend Mike is no longer with us. I'm flooded with memories of rides, sights, meals taken together, conversations over campfires, and long days in the saddle trailing my friend across the United States. I miss my road brother. But as a brother in Christ, like the Bible says, I do not grieve like those who have no hope. I look forward to seeing Mike again, and I believe I will. Hearing his funny southern chuckle, hanging out with my old friend made forever young, quote, in the sweet by and by, end quote. So good, Mike. Goodbye, Mike. For now. Rob Brooks. I hope you go look that up on our roaddirt.tv site. I've got plenty of pictures of Mike on there. Eulogy for a Road Brother. And he's got several on there himself that he wrote in recent years. One about that road trip with his brother. And that one was called, a really cool article called Challenges to Memories. You can find that on Road Dirt as well. Challenges to Memories, as well as a couple others that he wrote over the years. But that was one that Challenges to Memories really got a lot of viewers, a lot of comments, and kudos and everything from folks, you know, understanding his condition and relating to it, and just the warm memories of two brothers, two grown brothers getting to make a road trip together. And so I wanted to share just this little eulogy for a road brother that I put together from my friend Mike Hinton. And check it out over there on roaddirt.tv for photos of my dear friend. I figured probably a lot of you could relate to this because, you know, surely in our lives as we get older, you know, we all end up saying goodbyes to those that we love. And maybe this one will be a blessing and encouragement to somebody out there. If you enjoyed and appreciated this was encouraged by this little reading of my eulogy for a road brother, leave a comment below. Like, share, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And subscribe also. We'd love to have you join the Road Dirt crew here on the podcast. So, well, we give thanks to our sponsors again, Law Bike Motorcycle Attorneys here in Atlanta, Georgia, and Northeast Georgia Motorsports for their sponsorship of our podcast as well. Until next time, Merry Christmas to you, and ride life. This episode of Road Dirt the Podcast is brought to you by Northeast Georgia Motorsports, carrying Kawasaki, Can-Am, Suzuki, and now CF Moto. Northeast Georgia Motorsports is your go-to dealer for all things two wheels and four. You can find them at ngmrides.com.